You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
When the first movie aired, many of the people who are going to see the movie this weekend, the final movie, weren't born.
No sign of him, my lord.
I thought he would come.
Harry? No! What are you doing here?
The boy who lived, come to die.
All right, that is a clip from the new, the big film opener of the weekend, perhaps the summer, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. It's the final film in the Harry Potter franchise. Already managed to sell out 2,000 screenings across the country. Every single film in this franchise is in the top 30 biggest grossing films. And we have a bit of Harry Potter trivia for you this morning. If you have the answer to this, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway. And here's I'm going to put this question to our Movie Date podcast team, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the question. Steven Spielberg had initially negotiated to direct the very first Harry Potter film, but he then turned it down. Why?
Ooh,
there's a specific reason why he turned down the film.
Hmm. Okay.
Despite saying that making money off of this film would be like shooting ducks in a barrel, a slam dunk.
Right.
But again, if you have the answer to that question, why did Steven Spielberg refuse to direct the first Harry Potter film? Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway. Okay. And here's a warning to our listeners. Both Rafer and Kristen, you guys, neither of you are Harry Potter fans.
That's right.
That's correct.
Okay. So to a certain extent, that's a good thing. You just went to evaluate the movie as film.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
And the result, please?
I don't know about Kristen, but I feel at this point like I may be the only critic in North America that thought the film was so-so. I did not hate the film. I thought it was so-so. And not quite as good as the first one. Harry Potter Part 1.
The first one was awful.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone had been the first one.
No, I meant part one. Part
okay.
one.
Okay.
Okay.
Kristen? So
Harry Potter Part 7, Part 1.
Right.
I'm sorry to interject so much, but I have to say I was really surprised with this one. I was moved. I thought it took a lot of emotional risks. It killed off huge quantities of characters in incredibly violent ways. I admit it. I cried for a good 10 minutes in there.
Wow.
Really?
I'll be darned.
I sure did.
I cried in the earlier film when Dumbledore died. I have to admit that. And I even having read the books and expecting it, I burst into tears. All right. So one of the things that happens in this is there's an epic, I don't think I'm giving anything away by saying there's an epic battle scene at the end. And there was a lot of concern about this, at how much it could live up to what happened in the book. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the special effects? Is it convincing, the battles with wands and brooms?
I think the special effects look great. I mean, I think the movies have always looked great. I think that's one of the great things about the Potter films is that Warner Brothers has never cut corners on the movies. They've always kept the bar really high and made sure that these movies are good and not just sort of throwaways. And this one, I would say the same thing. This is not a throwaway, obviously. The battle scenes look really good. I think the film is the most fun when there's just sort of face value action happening on the screen, when people are battling, moving around, riding some kind of new roller coaster that's clearly going to be in the theme park, and things like that. I think that stuff's fun. The emotional resonance didn't really hit me that much.
But you know, another thing Warner Brothers has never skipped on, Kristen, is their actors. I mean, they've always gotten some incredible...
Yeah, there are amazing casts of people in these movies. Helena Bonham Carter, it's all Oscar winners, Oscar nominees. It's everybody you can think of from the great British acting world. Miranda Richardson, everybody appears
Maggie
in
Smith,
this. Yeah, they're fantastic casts. Amazing, amazing casts. And I think they do a good job.
And carries through to the end.
I mean, I'll admit, I skipped a couple movies in the middle. but I really thought that the last movie, I think that people are going to be satisfied with it.
Well, let me ask you about whether it's worth that actual ticket price to go to the movies these days rather than waiting for it on demand or on Netflix. Does the community experience of watching this movie change it for you, do you think? Is it worth the ticket price?
I think it's enjoyable to be in a place where everyone's super excited about the movie, and the people to my right were crying with me, and the people to my left were cheering at those battle scenes that I thought were so-so, but that Rafer clearly liked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rafer?
I mean, this is one of these films where I think the moment is going to transcend the movie, Right. Huh. I mean, the film itself could be of almost any quality whatsoever, and it would mean a great deal to the Harry Potter fans out there. I mean, really, how bad would it have to be to not, you know, open with $150 million this weekend? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, how bad would it have to be?
I mean, even Star Wars, the worst ones, yeah.
But, you know, and I think that's a great thing, and I think it's going to satisfy the Harry Potter fans. I think it's interesting that people have been saying that this is the Harry Potter movie that will probably get a lot of casual fans back into theaters on that. And I suppose I could see that. I mean, me again, Kristen, you were my last hope. You were my last hope for a compatriot on this one that I was not
personally
totally thrilled. But
I was surprised myself. I go into all these Harry Potter movies very skeptical. I think they sometimes try way too hard to get every single word from the books on the page or on the film.
Yeah, because there's so many rabid fans.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you have to not photocopy a book onto a screen. You have to let it be its own entity, and I think they don't always do well with that in the Harry Potter movies.
Well, and then one of those things is that they have different directors on most of these films, which takes us straight to our trivia question. Let me go back to it and repeat it. In case you have the answer, you can put it at our facebook.com/thetakeaway. Here's the question. Steven Spielberg had initially negotiated to direct the first Harry Potter film, but then he turned it down. Why? Guesses, Rafer?
I don't know. I have no idea why he would. Because Chris Columbus wanted to do it? I don't know. Aren't they friends?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a major shock to me.
I remember it. It was a shock to me as well.
Here's the why. Spielberg wanted the adaptation to be an animated film with American actor Haley Joel Osment to provide Harry Potter's voice.
Interesting.
So he said, forget it. If it's not animated, I'm not doing it. And I got to say, bad judgment on Spielberg's part.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And we'll see what happens with Tintin. You know, he's got the new Tintin movie coming out that's animated.
Which is animated. And to continue the quote that I said earlier, Spielberg had said that making money on this franchise would be like shooting ducks in a barrel. It's just a slam dunk. It's like withdrawing $1 billion and putting it into your personal bank account.
That's right.
Okay, so we have a mixed review here. Kristen Meinzer loved it. Rafer Guzman says, it's okay. The new Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, it opened last night at midnight. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, takeaway producer and co-host with Rafer of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.